AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden told the UN General Assembly what Russia is doing to civilians in Ukraine.
That should make your blood run cold.
The president says it's a brutal, needless war in Ukraine, a shameless violation of the UN Charter.
A war chosen by one man, to be very blunt. Let us speak plainly. A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map.
Meantime, for the first time since World War II, Russia is ordering a partial mobilization of reservists. President Vladimir Putin's move sent some Russians scrambling to buy plane tickets out of the country and reportedly sparked some demonstrations. Earlier, Iran's president, Saeed Ebrahim Raisi, told the UN General Assembly the U.S. has trampled on the nuclear deal with his country.
And I announce as the leader of the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran is not seeking to build or obtain nuclear weapons. And such weapons have no place in our doctrine.
He questioned whether it could trust America's commitment to any eventual deal. Negotiations continue. New York's Attorney General Letitia James is suing former President Donald Trump and his company.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
Trump's three oldest children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric Trump, were also named as defendants, along with two longtime company executives. Hurricane Fiona has strengthened into a Category 4 storm after lashing the Turks and Caicos Islands and devastating Puerto Rico. It's forecast to squeeze past Bermuda later this week. The storm is directly blamed for at least four deaths. This is AP News. Two people who don't want to be identified are claiming a massive lottery jackpot.
Illinois lottery officials say the two winners of the $1.33 billion Mega Millions drawing have claimed their prize, opting to take and split the lump sum payout of more than $780 million. The lottery says the pair spent the past few weeks working with professional legal and financial advisors on the claims process. The jackpot, the nation's third largest, grew because there were 29 straight no-winner draws from April 15th until the July 29th winner. The winning ticket was sold at a gas station in a Chicago suburb. I'm Tim McGuire.
Soccer fans who run onto the field or use objects like smoke bombs and pyrotechnics at English Premier soccer matches will receive automatic bans from clubs for a minimum of a year. Security is being tightened at stadiums. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.